We're surrounded by the faces of 100 Americans who participated in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
Anna Wall is the chief curator of the Pensacola Museum of Art. She's talking about 100 Faces of War, a new exhibit that takes up 3 galleries on the second floor of the museum. 100 people sat for portraits after their experiences with war.
The artist Matt Mitchell painted all 100 of these portraits. He became interested in the topic when he read an article about one of the sitters who returned from Iraq and then committed suicide shortly after.
There is a wide diversity among the subjects of the portraits. Men, women of all ethnic groups and all shapes and sizes are represented. 5 are civilians, 10 were painted posthumously.
He brought each of the individuals into his studio and sat with them. They sat anywhere from 2 hours to a couple of days, and then he would finish the portraits on his own. So each portrait took about 40 to 80 hours to complete.
In addition to the painting, each portrait includes a quote from the subject.
Each of the sitters was asked to submit their own statement, summing up their own experience. There are poems, journal entries, straightforward responses to the war. For the posthumous portraits, family submitted letters that they received from their loved one while they were abroad or journal entries. And it's a real range of reactions.
The exhibit opened to the public last week and runs through January 19th. Nicholas Krogan, the museum's director, says this exhibit is perfect for Pensacola.
With such a strong military community in Pensacola, this exhibition, I think, serves their needs and wants, shows the recognition that we have for their service. I think it brings that community into the museum space, welcomes them, shows them our appreciation.
The 100 Faces of War is organized by SITES. That's the Smithsonian Institution Traveling Exhibition Service, in collaboration with artist Matt Mitchell. It was first put on display in Chicago in 2014 before all the portraits were completed. From here, the exhibit will be going to Quincy, Illinois, and later Coral Springs, Florida. And while each portrait subject is pretty much in the same pose, there is quite a variety of looks.
They were allowed to pick how they wanted to be presented. They picked their outfit.
That naked guy over there.
Yes, he is really an eye catcher when we unpacked him. Stuck out right away. But you see a lot of soldiers in their uniforms, and then you see people just in casual everyday wear. There's a really interesting portrait in the first gallery of a Native American soldier that is kind of wearing his traditional regalia.
There will be other events taking place at the museum in conjunction with the 100 Faces of War exhibit, including a couple of return performances of Telling Pensacola. Anna Wall says these performances will be a perfect tie-in to the exhibit.
So Telling Pensacola, it was performed in Pensacola in 2015, and this is a reprisal of the original cast. We're going to have 5 of the 6 performers that originally did the show in Pensacola. And as both the exhibition and the performances really deal with humanizing soldiers, telling their stories both at war and then their transition home, and helping bridge the gap between soldiers and civilians.
Telling Pensacola will be performed at the Pensacola Library on November 10th at 2 p.m. and at the Museum of Art in the gallery itself on November 11th at 11 a.m. There will be an opening reception for the 100 Faces of War exhibition at the Pensacola Museum of Art Friday evening at 6 p.m. That event is free and open to all. If you go, see if you can find the portrait of Daniel Blevins, an Air Force Master Sergeant from Pensacola. Bob Barrett, WWF News.